Hello, everybody. Welcome to It Was Tuesday with your host, James Chen, a.k.a. Jay Chenzor. We're going to talk about something about Street Fighter VI today. You know, with a lot of the way that the tournaments have been going, you know, people talking about, man, RD is the best in the game. And, you know, we haven't been seeing a lot of the Japanese players dominate as much in, you know, Street Fighter VI these days. And so a lot of people, you know, might be starting to ask the question at this point, is the reign of terror from Japan over? Is the parity there now? Is the world catching up to where Japan is? And the answer to that question is hell no. Hell no. And the reason why I say that, and I can say that confidently, Cat Cammy on Twitter, if you don't know, follow Cat Cammy, it's at Cat Cammy 6 here, at Cat Cammy 6 with no spaces or anything like that. They post up data all the time. And one of the most recent data they posted up was master rank breakdown by country as of April 2024. Now, obviously, players can say they're from whatever country they want, because if you actually look at the bottom of this, there are two players from Jamaica in Legend. And according to Shine NYC, those are him, because he's been putting himself from Jamaica, apparently. So obviously, you know, take these numbers with a grain of salt here. But again, make sure you follow Cat Cammy on Twitter, because they put up a lot of cool data here. And so I just want to go through this one. And so they listed the character usage ranking, which is really cool. And you can see that Ken is the most popular character in every single region, practically. Look at this. Ken, Ryu, Ryu, Ken, Ryu, Ryu, Ken. Oh, Cammy, Ken, and DJ. And DJ is the most popular in Jamaica and the Philippines. It's Cammy, weirdly enough. But it is, I mean, Ken is everywhere. JP is actually not doing great right now. Like, he's sixth, fifth, third, fourth, fifth in the middle here. What region is that where he's in the middle? France. He's in the middle in France. Fourth. Oh, even in the lower half over here in South Korea. Wow, that one surprises me. Fifth, seventh. You know, oh, first. Ah, yeah, Dominican Republic. He's actually number one. I did miss that one. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the situation that we're seeing here is that Ken is clearly popular. Lily is definitely the least popular character, along with Dalsim, it seems like. But it's mostly just Lily. I mean, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of the regions listed here. Lily is the lowest, but this is not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about here, and what I think is really important to note over here, is actually, if you look at these lists over here, they're sorted by basically countries with the most master players. And if you're actually looking at this, Japan is number one with 58,024 players. And keep in mind, this is only active players, and Cat Cammy says that they're only counting active players in the last month and the highest ranked character for each player. So no, Momochi does not count for 21 of the 58,000 players here. Momochi still only counts for one. And if you look at this, 58,024 players in Master, that's 48.48% of the Master players in the world. Japan still has 50% of the top of the Master players in the world. I see Sad Geef saying in the chat, oh, I'm not on camera over here, that the Cat Cammy stats confuse you a little. Let me know what's confusing, and I will be more than happy to try to help clarify what's going on over here. But not only that, but once we get to legend ranks, once we get to legend, and remember, there's not very many legend players here, 304 of the legend players, aka 67.7%. 67.7% of the legend players on a CFN right now are from Japan. They have 2/3 of the legend players out there. So, yeah, anybody who's been talking about the demise of Japan has been sorely mistaken. Clearly, they're the strongest region by far. And, you know, we've seen that from, like, CPT Onlines and stuff, where they had almost, like, how many? They had, like, almost 1,000 people enter their CPT Online, the CPT Japan Online, which is absolutely insane, dude. So you can see how strong they are. Now, obviously, the U.S. doing very well here as well. They've got over 10% of the master players and over 5% of the legend players. But then not specified, obviously, these are just people who don't have their region mentioned here. But China running behind there, and then Brazil actually in fourth place, which is very, very strong. Canada, then France, then the U.K., than South Korea. I'm actually surprised. I thought we would have a higher ranking for South Korea here. But just really fascinating to me to see this, to see these stats over here. And obviously the character usage stats are really interesting as well. Again, there's so much information to glean from here that I'm not gonna really try to drive anything out of this outside of the fact that everybody plays Ken Ryu and Cammy, to be honest with you. Because Cammy is what? 5th, 3rd, 6th. Oh, wow. China doesn't play Cammy. China doesn't like Cammy. Weird. 3rd, 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 4th. 7th, 3rd. Dominican Republic doesn't like Cammy either. 5th, 3rd. So she's very commonly the third most used character and actually just is the most used character in the Philippines. So... but yeah, I mean, Japan is clearly extremely strong. And, you know, it's telling too, because when Japan does a lot of the streams where they actually do, you know, like the CR Cups and the VTubers, they're getting tons of views. Street Fighter VI is doing so well in Japan. It's actually kind of crazy, dude. It is extremely impressive. Luke's popularity, asks JNV. We've got 2nd, 4th, 2nd, 2nd, 5th, 4th, 5th, 5th. Okay, he's the third most used character. 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 3rd, 2nd, 5th. Ooh, Italy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's the 7th most popular in Italy. 4th. 6th in Argentina, 6th in the Philippines. Whoa. Sweden hates Luke. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15th. He's the 15th most popular character in Sweden. And Jamaica, he is 8th. So Luke is the third most used character. So it seems to be Ryu, Ken, Luke, and then Cammy. Seems to be the popularity. Yeah, Marisa clearly also very popular as well. And in fact, the lowest Marisa ever gets is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th. Oh, 11th in Argentina, 10th in Sweden, 9th in Germany. But outside of that, she's in the top 8 most used characters in almost every region. I think Sweden is the outlier. Kazangief is in 4th and Honda is in 6th. But they're just there because they have 304 master players. So I don't know if people are just putting themselves there. Sweden also has Kimberly last. So clearly Sweden has no idea what they're doing. is that why there are throw loops? Wait, what are you talking about throw loops, Sadgeef? I don't understand what you mean by that. What does throw loops have to do with anything like that. Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Necromancy Black, for putting the link in the chat. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sorry, I missed your message, Stanley Cup Gramps. I missed that. So, yes, these players are masters only. Masters only. And again, Cat Cammy says, ranked by country, counting only active players in the last month, and highest ranked character for each one. So again, if a player has more than one in master, they only count the highest ranked character that player has actually used. So if you like this kind of data, you can support them or buy them coffee at buymeacoffee.com. So there are ways to support them as well for doing some cool jobs with the stats as well. So yeah, and Cat Cammy just had a recent, another one too, that showed, you know, the distribution of rank over here. As you can actually see, most people are in platinum over here. You can see that a quarter of the players are actually in platinum. And so you can see only 10% of the players are actually in master here right now. So if you're in master, you're in the top 10th percentile of players. And, you know, again, Cat Cammy has said, you know, taking only the highest ranked player per character for master, inactive players during this phase and those that stop playing after getting the rank are counted in the master tier one unranked right here, which is why there's a big old jut up here. Yeah, but yes, the Kens are everywhere. The Kens are everywhere. So it's just really interesting to see these stats again. Check out Cat Cammy. You can see they're constantly posting data just all day. And there's a lot of cool things out there. I thank them because they also give me cool content. But that way, I'm also hoping that I can shift you guys into making sure you follow Cat Cammy as well, because I definitely call them out all the time on social medias and here, and on actual streams as well. But yeah, Japan is still super, super, super strong. Really, really strong. So very, very important. I mean, very, very interesting to see here. Oh, I see. Yeah. Two is less than 1,300, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But yeah, Japan still very strong. So if anybody, you know, was trying to say, oh, everybody's catching up to Japan, we're not even close yet. We got a lot more work to do. But of course, we also need to build up the player base, because no doubt Japan also has these numbers just based off of having way more people actually playing the game. Because like I said, the popularity in Japan for Street Fighter VI is through the roof right now. So hope we can try to catch up to them in that area as well. But that's it right there for those stats. Hope you guys enjoy having a fun little look into how the ranks are going in Street Fighter VI. And let me know if you guys like having these short little bite-sized content for me to put up here. I always feel like I want to say more and add more, but I want to try to keep it. I always feel like people are going to be like, you didn't say anything, James, but people like 10-minute videos. So, you know, hopefully let me know in the chat if you actually enjoy having a nice division between the long-form content like I did for the Virtua Fighter 6 discussion and the short-form stuff over here. With this one here. So thank you guys for tuning in. If you want me to do more of these stat stuff off of Cat Cammy and different people putting out information like this, let me know. And then also I will be, for those of you on Twitch, I'll be giving you guys a little bit of a review of my new Kwamba 2009 arcade that I have set up in my streaming station right now. I love the thing, and I'll show you why. For those of you here on YouTube, this video will come up shortly as well as an assembly video, at some point in time. Outside of that, that's the end for this episode for those of you on YouTube. So, if you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe. And remember that the day that this podcast graced your ears was the most important day of your life. But for me,
it was Tuesday.